You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
All right, Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Local, state, national, man, we got all the issues. We're covering down on them in fine fashion, too. And it is like we always say, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, it's Monday. Monday, all day long Monday. But it doesn't have to mean anything down about it. It's just Monday. It's one of those days you got to get through to get to Saturday. But I got to tell you, as I get into my comments today, I spent a bunch of time this weekend studying, spending some time away, and there's a phrase, you know, carpe diem. You've all heard that phrase before, I'm sure. Carpe diem. It literally translates from Latin to mean seize the day. It's a phrase that is really, it's often used to urge someone to make the most of the present time they have, to give little thought for the future. It's sort of like a reckless abandon phrase, kind of like eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. Well, I'm not advocating for that kind of mentality at all. But what I will say this, we do have to be able to jump on opportunities when they arise. Not recklessly, not getting outside the bounds of reason, but yet there has to be an ability to pounce on those key moments that open up, to be able to pivot, to seize the initiative. And I believe that too often, though, conservatives, we fail in that ability. I had a quote on the wall of my team room in Baghdad. It was a quote from Bear Bryant. I don't recall where I got it or when he said it, but the quote was spot on, and I'm going to kind of go from memory here. Coach Bryant said this. He said, quote, "In every game, there's a single play that has the ability to swing the momentum of the game. That one play that literally changes the dynamics from one team to the other. And if you can catch that momentum, you can ride that one play to victory every time." Now, I may have some of the words off by a bit, but that was the gist of it. And I believe it to be true. It didn't matter to Coach Bryant if the momentum came while his team was on offense or defense. It was the ability to see the play happen and then pivot to the moment and capitalize on it. It was a swing play. It was a game changer. All right, well, battlefield leaders often talk about seizing the initiative. The U.S. military operated for years under what was known as the air-land battle doctrine. Of the four main fundamentals for air-land battle, one of those fundamentals was initiative. Now, depending upon whose doctrinal treatise you read from during the days of air-land battle doctrine, the initiative was often seen as a foundation or a principle without which the entire doctrine of warfare then employed by our highest level of leadership would just crumble. One white paper that I saw on the topic clearly stated that in order for there to be true initiative on the battlefield, there must be what the author termed freedom of action and superior agility. It didn't matter whether you were the attacker or the defender. When the moment comes, when battlefield initiative is leaning your way, you must be able to pivot to it and seize that moment in time and capitalize on it. But this weekend, like I said, I was spending some time in study, and I was surprised to find that even the Bible talks about this concept of the grabbing a hold of the swing play or the seizing of the battlefield initiative. It's a concept that's often talked about in Scripture by means of marking time. So apparently God's all about swing plays. He's all about battlefield initiative. You can tell by the original language used in the drafting of the Scriptures. So one of those keys, the most obvious means of referencing a moment in time in the Bible, is found in the original usage of the Greek word chronos. It's where we get the word chronological. So when you see chronos in the original text, it's simply a word used to reference the measuring and marking of time in general. But there's a second Greek word that occasionally makes an appearance in the original Greek texts, and the word is kairos. And kairos refers to the right, critical, or opportune moment. In the Bible, kairos is God staging an opportunity in which we should act or speak into. The study I reviewed said that these kairos moments are unique, they're anointed, they're specially established. Think about it, and you can find kairos moments all through the Bible. Like Esther had her kairos moment for such a time as this. David's mighty men, the warrior sons of Issachar, they were, quote, aware of their times and what Israel should do. Gideon, he capitalized on the fearful dreams of his enemies despite his small force. The Apostle Paul, he was uniquely suited to demand an audience in Rome. It didn't matter whether they were on offense or defense. There were kairos moments, and God's heroes had to seize them and capitalize on them. Well, listen, call them swing plays, call them game changers, call them battlefield initiative or kairos moments. The fact is that life is going to sometimes present us with opportunities. chances to see the momentum shift in such a way that if we will grab a hold of it, literally seize the day, that it can develop a life of its own, a game changer that can literally be ridden to victory. But I'll tell you what, though, history is also replete with the almosts and the could-have-beens and the shoulda, coulda, wouldas for whatever reason saw their moment and let it pass by. Whether because of fear or indecisiveness or laziness or treason, they saw a chance to truly make a difference and they opted not to do so. Well, my concern is that's where conservatives are headed with the midterms coming up. So this morning, as I was preparing for today's show, I had one of those kind of affirming moments, you know what I'm saying? You may recall I've been on the record quite a bit lately about the lack of a plan by Republicans at both the state and federal level. I mean, we're in a moment of time, y'all, a time when all the sentiment necessary to galvanize a jaded public is to the needed victory at the polls, it's right there. Politically speaking, we're on the cusp of a major swing play, a game changer, a political Kairos moment, if you will. But Republicans seem unwilling to seize the initiative and drive it home. It's as if they're seeing the opposing force fumble the ball, and yet they're acting as if there's no sense of urgency to grab it, to grab that battlefield initiative. I say this because there's an obvious lack of a cohesive plan. Well, in referencing that conundrum, I recently talked about the 1994 contract with America, in which over 300 House Republicans and candidates stood on the Capitol steps. They signed on to a plan, and it galvanized the American imagination and served as a catalyst for the mid-90s game changer in the House and Senate. Or how about in Alabama, when Republicans announced the 2010 handshake with Alabama? It resulted in the Republican wave that took back our state house after 136 years of straight Democrat rule. But yet we got nothing right now. Crickets. I mean, just crickets. And this morning, the editorial board of the National Review, though, ran a piece they titled The Missing Republican Agenda. And in it, the editors recite the number of gaffes and policy decisions by Democrats that are just crushing the American spirit and literally handing up an opportunity to Republicans, the likes of which has not been seen in decades. Y'all, this is a Kairos moment right now. A brief window of battlefield initiative into which we must pour resources and to exploit with a freedom of maneuver that only a soldier with a sense of their times can truly do. We're on the verge of a game changer, politically. But the editors of National Review, they conclude their piece about the missing Republican agenda by saying this. They said, quote, "This is a moment of liberal overconfidence and failure that should create numerous conservative opportunities. But those opportunities will be squandered if Republicans persist in not even trying to identify them." Y'all, every day without an indication of how to drive their forces into the breach, every day like that, without a plan to seize the Kairos moment, every day like that is a day in which we lose the momentum. And we cannot sit idly by and not seize this day. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, yeah, call it what you want. Call it the swing play, the game changer. Call it the Kairos moment, where you've got to seize that moment right there and speak into it or act into it. Or maybe it's the battlefield, whichever analogy you want to use. The reality is this. The 2022 midterm elections have the opportunity of a lifetime, of decades. And if we don't start seeing a cohesive plan, we're going to squander that moment and let it walk right on by us. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.